KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 19 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today in a high of 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Members of the Atlantic School Board will gather at the middle school library at noon today for a special meeting to approve the hiring of a new superintendent. Approval of the contract is the only action item on their agenda. Earlier this week, the board sat down with three finalists for the position: Stephen Barber, superintendent at George Little Rock Community Schools in George, Iowa; Dr. Joe Potts, PhD, an Iowa native who resides in Kent, Washington, and serves as the high school principal for the Kent Community School District; and Dan Dirks, who has served as superintendent for the Olwine Community School since 2015. The person selected will succeed Dr. Michael Amstein, who is retiring at the end of the current school year after having worked for the district since 2010. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday two people faced drug charges following a recent investigation. On February 27th, deputies arrested 18-year-old Dominic Gene Gramkow of Atlantic on felony charges that include distributing drugs to persons under the age of 18, use of a minor in a drug trade, possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Gramkow also faces a simple misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. He was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on $45,000 bond. And a 17-year-old faces a felony possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and failure to affix drug tax stamp felony charges. The minor was taken to the juvenile detention center pending a hearing. The sheriff's office said also there were three non-injury accidents that occurred last Friday in Cass County during the snow and ice event. Just before 8 p.m., a 2001 Dodge Ram pickup owned and driven by 45-year-old Robert James Bagshaw of Messina was traveling eastbound on Tucson Road when the vehicle went out of control on the icy roadway. It crossed into the north ditch and rolled onto its top, sustaining an estimated $5,000 damage. At around 6:15 p.m. last Friday, a 2004 Chevy Express van driven by 29-year-old Devin Andrew Brady of Atlantic was traveling northbound on Highway 71. The vehicle went out of control on that slick roadway and entered the west ditch before coming to rest on its side. The damage was estimated at $4,000. And at around 2:15 p.m. Friday, a pickup owned and driven by 38-year-old Troy Niehaus of Carroll was traveling northbound on 750th Street in Cass County when the vehicle went out of control on the icy road. It entered the west ditch and rolled onto its top, sustaining $10,000 damage. Authorities in Creston are investigating a hit-and-run property damage accident that took place on February 26th, but apparently wasn't reported until March the 2nd. Officials said a 2000 Chevy Impala driven by 20-year-old Billy Joe Stark of Creston had been traveling north on Jarvis Street in Creston at around 9:10 a.m. when she failed to yield the right-of-way. Her car was struck by an unknown make and model vehicle that was traveling east on Howard Street. The other vehicle left the scene. Stark's car sustained $2,500 damage during the collision. There were no injuries reported. Elsewhere in the news, the Audubon County Engineer's Office has been notified that the contractor for a bridge project on Lark Avenue will begin about 1 week ahead of schedule due to the nice weather. The contractor is ahead of schedule on their other projects. Therefore, work on the bridge in the 1900 block of Lark Avenue in Audubon County will begin next Monday, March the 6th. Lark Avenue will be closing just south of Audubon County Road F-32 while the contractors replace a bridge located in Leroy Township, Section 24. The construction is expected to last about 65 working days, weather permitting. And the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports the County Fire Danger Index will continue to be in the moderate category this weekend due to the anticipated dry, sunny, and windy conditions. The dry vegetation is creating the potential for controlled burns to spread out of control. The next local update from the EMA will be on Monday. Officials of the Golden Hills RC&D, that's Resource Conservation and Development in Oakland, invite you to join them on Monday, March 13th at the Iowa State Capitol in Des Moines. Lust Hills Alliance members and legislators are also invited to a meet and greet with refreshments from noon until 4 p.m. on that date in the Iowa State Capitol Rotunda. It's an opportunity to learn more about the LHA's history and current work, as well as build relationships with other members and state legislators. The meet and greet will also help to publicize the Lust Hills Alliance and inform members of the public and media about the organization. In the funeral announcements, Troy Michael Bomstad, age 50, of Roanoke, Virginia, and formerly of Irwin, died on February 18th. Memorial services for Troy Bomstad will be today at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ardella Schlichty, age 82, of Audubon, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Ardella Schlichty will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Armantrout, age 84, of Irwin, died Sunday. Services for Richard Armantrout will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Lois Siebenaller, age 84, of Erling, died Wednesday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Lois Siebenaller will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Phyllis A. Robinson, age 96, of Harlan and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday. Funeral services for Phyllis Robinson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has the arrangements. Betty Jean Borst, age 81, of Redfield, died February 25th in Gilbert, Arizona. Funeral services for Betty Borst will be next Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Les Brew, age 99, of Iowa City, a longtime resident of Audubon, died Wednesday in Iowa City. A memorial service for Les Brew will be held at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon at a later date. And James Buwalda, age 43, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for James Buwalda are currently pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.